God creating man and woman and humankind in general. Genesis chapter 1 says this: God created humanity in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, God created them. So God said, boom, there's Brendan right there. And the way I like to think about this is, I know that this verse is specifically talking about Adam and Eve, but the way I like to think about it, and the way that I think this verse was intended, was for us to take this pretty personally. For us to say, in the beginning, God created CJ. So how old are you, Brennan?
13.
All right, so 13 years ago, God said, you know what? I've got to create someone. Brendan. I think Brendan is going to be an awesome guy. I think I will create Brendan. And he took his time and he created you to be you. Now, here's what I need you to do real quick. I need you to just stand kind of behind this divider. Wait. Let me line you up right there. Okay, good. I'm going to move it just a little bit. Perfect. All right. So God created Brendan. And it says in Psalms that the psalmist, the guy who wrote Psalms was like a poet, and he wrote a bunch of songs and poetry. And one of the poems that he wrote was that God knit you together in your mother's womb. And so, like, you can picture God taking Brendan and saying, man, I'm going to make Brendan a great baseball player. And I'm going to make Brendan someone that loves to talk about sports. And I'm going to make Brendan a great soccer player. And Brendan's going to be kind of quiet and reserved, but he's going to be just an awesome, awesome kid. I'm super excited for the life that Brendan is going to live. And God created you, and he took his time creating you. But a lot of times, when we look at ourselves and the way God created us, this is what we see. Hold on, step right. Nope. Right there. Perfect. This is what we see. And the message that is pushed out to us constantly is that we are half of a person. We're not whole yet. We're just half of a person. And God created half of a person. This is the message that we are sent. This is oftentimes the message that we believe. Like, if we don't have this certain amount of friends, well, we're missing a piece of us. If we aren't friends with this particular person, then we're not quite whole yet. And we see this in especially in dating relationships, but in friendships in general. Like there are phrases like, my better half, my missing piece, you complete me, and you make me whole, and all of these phrases that send the message that when God created us, he created, well, not just an arm, half of us. And this is the message that so often we are sent. And this is the message that so often we buy into. And we say to ourselves, self. Say self.
Self.
Self. I'm going to be whole.
I'm going to be whole.
When I find a friend or someone that will make me whole.
Find a friend or someone that will make me whole.
Yes, and this is what we tell ourselves. We tell ourselves that, man, like, I'm just not, God created me, but maybe he only created half of me, and I need someone else in my life, whether that's a group of friends or whether that is a dating relationship. I need someone to make me whole. Now, hear me very, very clearly. Very, very clearly. Friendships are healthy. We need those. Dating, it's a good thing. It helps you find the person that you're going to marry someday. But it's all about what we believe about ourselves that makes those relationships healthy. Because here's what happens. I need another volunteer. Anybody? Clark, come on up. All right, come on up here, Clark. Oh, she's getting serious. She took off the headband, throwing it on the ground. All right, step on up. Say hi to everybody. All right, how old are you, Clark?
13.
So 13 years ago, God said, I'm going to create Clark, and I'm going to make her this bubbly personality and awesome at soccer as well, and this great person and absolutely fantastic. But a lot of times what we do is we look at ourselves and we say, Clark, come on over here, step on over here. You guys will have to kind of hold this up now. All right, so you step half. There you go. And then we say, you know what? Let me scoot over here. I have found someone that makes me whole. Now I'm whole. Now, let me ask you a question. Do they look whole right now? Like, let's be honest. This is kind of a silly example, and hopefully that if I took this cardboard down, that there would be two people behind this. But so often, this is what we view ourselves as whole. When in reality, friendships, dating, it's all fantastic, but God created us to be whole for ourselves. When God created you, he doesn't see just half of you. When God created you, he sees all of you. And he created you to be you and to be incredible and to be fantastic just the way you are. And the cool thing is that when we believe that we are whole, that God created us to be us from the very beginning, suddenly we don't have another person that makes us whole. We're not just one person. Suddenly we are two people, two whole people, or a group of friends that are a group of friends that are a whole bunch of whole people that are all awesome together. All awesome together. All right, thank you guys. You guys can go grab a seat. Give it up. Give it up for Clark and Brendan. Well done. Well done. Now, why is this so important? And like I said, this is going to be really short tonight. Because here's the thing. When we assume that we need other people, whether that's friendships or dating relationships, or we just want to impress authority figures in our lives, when we assume that we need those people to make us something, we tend to step into riskier relationships. When we assume that we need other people to make us something, we tend to step into riskier relationships that may not be the healthiest things for us to step into. But when we can understand and we can know in our heart of hearts and we can live out this truth that I am whole and I am complete just because of me, just because God said, however many years ago it was, I wanted to create you. If we can know and live that out, our relationships will be healthier. When we can know and live that out, we can be more selective about who we allow to have a relationship with us in our lives, who we allow into our circle of influence, who we allow to impact us. We can be more selective about who we allow ourselves to be in a relationship with. When we know that we are whole, we will be more willing to set healthy boundaries in our relationships because we know that if this person doesn't respect our boundaries and walks away, I'm still whole. God created me to be me. And so as we think about relationships this month, we have to start with this concept that we are whole, not because we have a certain group of friends, and again, friends are great, not because we are dating someone. Again, dating is great. You guys, I have the most incredible wife ever, and our relationship is awesome. And the thing is that she is whole without me, and I am whole without her, and that makes our relationship stronger. And I want that for your friendships. I want that for your future dating relationships. I want you to recognize that God created you to be something special just because you're you, not because of anybody else that you are in a relationship with. Just because you're you. And so how do we do this? How do we really when it comes down to it, be like, all right, I'm going to try to live this out. And a lot of times, man, so side story, whenever I face something in my life or in our family's lives, we're like, man, we got to make this improvement, but it seems like we're just not really getting anywhere. How do we do this? How do we take that next step forward? A lot of times what I find is that it is not so much a lack of willingness, but a lack of remindingness. I know that's not really a word, but we're going to make it up. We're going to go with it. A lot of times I think we just tend to forget some of the important things in our lives, that we need reminded of some of the important things in your life. And one of the important things in your life, as you travel through middle school, high school, and college, one of the important things for you to understand is that you, because you are just you, you are whole, you are complete, and you are loved. Just because you're you. You are whole, you are complete, and you are loved. And if you can take that truth into your friendships, and if you can take that truth into your relationships with your employers and your teachers and your authority figures, and if you can take that truth into your dating relationships, all of your relationships will be healthier. You are whole, you are complete, you are loved. And so tonight, as a practical challenge, at some point in the night, if you would like to, I want to encourage you to come grab a heart and a pencil, just little paper hearts. And on the back, I simply want you to write, I am whole and complete and loved. And then I want you to put this somewhere where you'll see it, where it will remind you that even on your bad days when you feel like, man, I am just a mess, you can be like, wait, I need a little reminding. I am whole. I am complete. I am loved. And allow this truth to be a part of everything that you are, so that you can step into healthy relationships with your friends, with your dating, and with your authority figures. Let me pray for you guys. God, thank you so much for tonight. Thank you for creating relationships. They are so absolutely incredible. And God, as these students step into friendships and into dating relationships, and God, as they step into jobs and careers, I pray that you would guide them in their relationships. And no matter what anybody says, no matter what they may be feeling at any moment in those relationships, God, I pray that you would remind them that they are whole, they are complete, and they are loved. Not because of anything that anybody else says about them, but simply because of what you say about them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.